Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The immortal dies. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. The second verse of "And can it be that I should gain?" poses and solves a great mystery. Tis mystery all. The immortal dies. Who can explain this strange design? In vain the firstborn seraph tries to sound the depths of love divine. Tis mercy all, let earth adore, let angel minds inquire no more. Our text reminds us that God is immortal, and yet Christ died for our sins to bring us salvation. If this astounds us, and it should, we can take solace in that we are not alone. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, to whom it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they did minister the things, which things the angels desire to look into. Think of it, the Creator, the author of life, has died to offer eternal life to his creation. For all have sinned, and the wages of sin is death. He died so that we don't have to die. This grand plan remains beyond our full grasp, as it always was to the prophets and the angels. The motive behind his plan is God's mercy. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on iTunes. And please rate and review this podcast so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you will start each day with Days of Praise.